Welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're talking solar with Dan King of Harmon Solar, trying again to untangle the confusion that seems to envelope this particular subject. We've got a call from Phoenix, wants to understand solar backup storage with batteries, a call from Casa Grande, who's saying, hey, he's getting an estimate, and I'm not sure what I should expect. A call from Tucson says, hey, I've got lots of solar questions. We'll take Norm from Tucson first. And a call from Mesa, he's saying, hey, Doug says, I'm on the fence. Should I or shouldn't I? So solar is the topic of the day. We're here at Rosie on the House doing what we always do, over-deliver. Dan and his team at Harmon Solar developed an offer only for Rosie on the House listeners. Again, if you're an SRP customer, if you're considering solar, they get a free electric monitoring device that actually analyzes their consumption patterns.
Yeah, it also goes on four of the highest load pieces of equipment in the home.
Okay.
A couple of other pieces that need to be, you have to have internet access so that they can get the information. That's super important.
Okay.
And the device actually has another benefit too, not only gating that information to look and see if solar works, but it also measures the health of the equipment that it's attached to. So okay. Those four loads, like your air conditioner, if it's not performing optimally, this device will actually tell you you might need to do some repair or replacement of that unit as well, because that could be consuming energy and costing you a lot of money that you shouldn't be spending.
SRP customers with internet, Rosie on the House listeners, if you want to participate in this free program, HarmonSolar.com.
HarmonSolar.com. Scroll down just on the right-hand side, a little bit below the picture of my lovely wife and me. And I have a face for radio. She doesn't. There's a button there that says get a free quote.
Okay.
And there's a drop down that says how'd you hear about us? And there's a solar, I think it says Roth, Rosie on the House, solar SRP pilot or something like that.
All right. Only a limited number of these.
Yeah,
you can't do thousands.
30.
Of these.
There's up to 35. 35 okay. is what we've been authorized to do by our partner with the equipment.
Okay. The first 35 that contact you through the web connection at HarmonSolar.com are going to be in. I'm going to be interested in seeing the data that comes out of that. Romy, let's go to, let's take Norm. I said Norm in Tucson first. Let's take him first. He's been the most patient, called in early. Appreciate it. Norm, good morning. What's your questions? Fire away, buddy.
Good morning, Rosie. Thank you for all you do, and Dan, you too.
Oh, thank you.
That's okay. We've had solar here in Tucson for about 5 years, and so when TEP came up with this stuff about net metering and wanting to charge some of the folks that are going to be new and maybe some of us that have already had it for a while, I really down to the very gut level of it, I don't understand how come they need more money, because when we're producing and we're not using, we're putting stuff back onto the grid, that's not costing TEP anything, and what we're sending to the grid is going to someone else, and TEP is then charging those folks for the generation, basically, of the power that we generated here at the house. So then when we get it back, okay, we go positive February, March, April most of the time, and then we draw back through the summer months for our air conditioning and everything, so we're actually pulling the power, getting some of that net metering stuff, we're pulling that back in during the summertime. So I guess I don't understand how TEP is justifying the fact that they need more money for their maintenance of their equipment.
This is really the crux of the matter. I'm at my solar plant. I'm speaking hypothetically here. I'm generating power that they're buying from me at, what, 3 cents a kilowatt? 3.5, 4?
No, actually, the net metering, they're actually giving you full retail credit for
okay.
that. So they're, in essence, you're getting whatever your on-peak is, if that's the time. I'd say it's 12 cents or 14 cents. You get credit for that.
Fantastic.
And then they turn around and they sell that or give, you know, that someone else uses that energy theoretically for that same value.
Sure.
So, but the net metering debate and what you just described, which you did quite well.
he gets it.
You're a very good spokesperson.
He gets it.
That is the crux of that political issue that's out there. So you've got the solar industry on one side saying, you know, hey, we're adding value, and you've got the utility company on the other side saying that, yeah, but, you know, when it comes at nighttime and you still need our power, where is that, right? So that's where this monitoring and management of how you use energy is so important. And then ultimately the solution needs to come from storage. So as they continue to mess around or change the net metering rules, which is really the piece that makes this all work. The net metering is a huge thing. And they're changing that. It's not just Arizona. It's across the country. It's a wholesale, fight, if at lack of a better word, that we need to address, because ultimately we need to collaborate with the utility companies, and storage is really ultimately where we're going to find that, where we can actually not give the utility company the power, but keep it ourselves and use it later.
I was recently on a radio program during the week, and they were just asking me about housing trends and stuff like that. I mean, this isn't a battle of the solar industry against the utility companies. They need each other. It has to be a win-win where they can work together. And and the question was posed to me, Rosie, if we can't make solar work in Arizona, where can they make it work? I mean, this is the perfect place.
We'll make it work. We're working very aggressively to make that happen.
And the solar industry with the utility companies, it's going to come around. So the question is, do I wait or do I jump in now? When we get back, we'll talk about that.